Coming up on Dig It.
Before you leave the house, do some cat-cow position.
And
that's
some downward
always very
dogging.
Good for moving wind. And then you can downward dogging.
Sorry, I did not mean to say that.
She won't say fart, ladies and gentlemen, but she'll say dogging. And I went straight to Waitrose and I got a rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
I was like, come on, sit down. I had a big pile of rocket and I had a big load of cottage cheese. But I literally was like prehistoric woman.
And one of the children said, oh, yes, Mrs. What are they called again, the things in the tank? And instead of saying chrysalis, I said clitoris by accident, obviously.
All of that right after this.
Dig It is brought to you by Beaver Farm.
Question for you, Joe. Do you ever wonder how you can keep a bottle of squash in a cupboard for months without it going off?
It has crossed my mind.
Well, this is the thing. So much squash is packed full of preservatives so that it can last for ages once opened. But Beaver Farm are kind of the opposite to that.
Hang on a minute. Beaver Farm?
Yep.
I always thought it was pronounced Belvoir, which is like the really posh squash that you see in supermarkets. So not Belvoir, but Beaver Farm. Okay, right. This is news to me.
Yeah, Joe, it surprises a lot of people. But at Beaver Farm, they're completely obsessed with taste. So they make their drinks properly using real fruit juices, real flowers, and absolutely no artificial sweeteners, flavourings, or preservatives.
Which does mean that once you open their cordials, they need to live in the fridge so they can be enjoyed fresh.
Yes, slightly less convenient.
But so much more delicious.
That's why you'll recognise all of the ingredients on the label rather than sounding like something engineered in a lab.
Try Beaver Farm drinks for yourself. Enjoy them fresh from the fridge, perfect for sunny afternoons, and they're available in all major supermarkets.
At Beaver Farm, they never use anything artificial because the real thing just tastes better.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, diggers. Welcome to another Dig In. How are you doing, Zoe? I would love to know. You've come back from your juicy retreat and it looked amazing. It looked so utterly beautiful. Do you feel cleansed? Do you feel purged? And what was your big meal when you first came back? What did you want to eat? What were you desperate for?
Oh, firstly, I had such a good time, and shout out to all the gang that I met out there. I met some really amazing people from all different walks of life, and made some really good friends, actually. So big shout out to the whole crew who were at Juicy Escape, and well done to Jason. It's such an amazing place. I saw Callum Best is there this week, actually.
Oh.
Loads of videos. And the mystery celebrity who was there last week that I didn't mention was Alicia Dixon. There was an amazing moment when I was watching pickleball, learning how to play pickleball. I thought, I recognize that laugh. And I looked over and there was Alicia, who's there. Her brother was there, as a whole gang of them. They were on such good form. And there was a girl there who was so beautiful. And I kept thinking, my God, this girl is so beautiful. And then when I left, I'd seen some posts, and it was Louisa from X Factor, Louisa Johnson. Oh my God, she is so beautiful.
Oh God, I don't know her.
Yeah, she's got one of those figures, you know, when they did like tiny little waist and these beautiful, oh, she just looked fabulous.
There's a lot of those at the gym that I go to at the moment. There's so much bum sculpting going on. I'm working out, looking at everyone, just going, what, how?
My bum never looked like that.
I know.
You know, when you look at those shorts and they wear the crop top,
yep,
and then the shorts,
yeah,
and you're like, and how do you look like that? And then these tiny little waist. Oh God, I salute all of you.
I've never looked like that. Never will. No,
I
amazing.
I never looked like that. There's no hope of me looking like that now. Anyway, it was such a great thing to do. I absolutely loved it. But I will admit that when I got home, well, when I got on the plane, I had a Kit Kat and a cup of tea. I bought a salad, really lovely salad at the airport. I didn't have any croissants. I didn't have like a hardcore coffee or anything like that. But then I got a cup of tea on the plane and I just thought, oh God, I just want to kick. And I really enjoyed it. But I got home and I went straight to Waitrose and I got a rotisserie chicken. And I brought it home and I was like, come on, sit down. I had a big pile of rocket and a big load of cottage cheese. And I shared the chicken with the cat, but I literally was like prehistoric woman.
Did you have a drink with it?
I didn't. I have not had alcohol.
You've not
since
had a drink.
I got back.
Oh, that's good.
No, not had a drink. I'm feeling like really kind of really good. I've eaten really healthily. I'm not eating as much as I used to eat. I've had a juice for breakfast every day. Amazing juice. Had it this morning. Beetroot, spinach, avocado. Put the avocado in earlier because otherwise it lends as mush at the top. Apples, a bit of parsley. Whoosh that up. Absolutely delicious. It's almost like a meal. I've eaten quite a bit of cottage cheese since I got back. I really missed cottage cheese.
There's nothing wrong with that. If you're loving Dig It so far, hit follow or subscribe. That way you'll get brand new episodes as soon as they're out.
I have a quick question for you. So I don't really lie in the sun a lot because I get really bored and it's not really great for you. And I don't tan particularly well. I like sitting in it for a bit. But so I tend to fake tan. How, if you live on your own, do people fake tan their backs? Because I do the kind of right down and across and then I do the up and across, but you end up with a gap in the middle of your back.
You have like a diamond that you can't quite reach with some finger marks. I don't know.
Yeah. If anyone's got a tip on, if you're on your own a lot, how to self-tan your back. It's a little bit like applying suntan lotion to yourself when you're on your own.
Yeah.
You know, usually if there's someone you go and ask, you're like, can I ask someone to put cream on me? Is that weird? But anyway, yes. If anyone's got any tips for self-tanning your back, please share with me.
There's got to be some utensil, like a scrubbing brush, scratcher thing. There's got to be a tanning thing that reaches those parts that you can't reach ordinarily.
I'm loving James Reed's tan. I love it.
Oh, really?
It's so good. If you look carefully, you'll see my fingers are quite white and my palms are quite tanned. But I do, and I just put a tiny bit on my face.
And it's easy to do.
I just think it's easy to do and just easier than lying in the sun for hours on end. I can't do it. Do you lie in the sun? I just can't do it. I get bored.
No. I'm always, you know, me playing keepy uppy with a ball or something like that. It's being in the swimming pool. But I do like a tan.
Yeah, you like a tan. But we all look a bit better, don't we, when we've been touched by the sun?
Oh, I look so pale at the moment. Yeah, I look terrible. But also sunspots, I've really noticed like in the past couple of years how they've just popped. And I spend forever just concealing my sunspots. Just like, oh God, it's getting darker. And there's another one. And they all seem to be on this side of my face. So I don't know whether I'm always in the sun on this side. Bizarre. Or gardening as well. God, it's really important to use suntan. Yeah, sun protection, basically.
It is sun protection or a big hat. Paddle. So, Joe, firstly, I think you'd love Juicy.
I know I would.
Because the sport, but you could just go to a sport retreat. But you guys, because you all love your sport, there's volleyball, they do football, they do like ultra ball. But I really want to learn paddle, or I just want to play paddle. in Brighton and Hove. So if anybody is rubbish at paddle and wants to learn and fancies game, let me know. Apparently there's a little app you can go on and you can find people who want to play paddle, because I'm usually on my own.
Paddle partners.
So I want to, you know, it's just someone who fancies, who's a total beginner. I haven't quite grasped at all the fact that when it comes off the wall, it's so confusing because it
complicated,
comes off the wall.
Yeah.
It's like, but you has to bounce. But anyway, I never thought I would say it, but paddle is so fun.
The number of times I've hit the ball and it's gone off the glass wall and I'm like literally leaping in the air going, yes, I've done it. And then Steve will be
You've done it.
You haven't. No, that was out. I'm like, no, but I'm sure last time that counted. No, it didn't. So it is complicated.
Are your gang patient? Are you all quite good?
I'm not that good. No, everyone's really tolerant. We're all different levels. Cass and Steve are really good. They're always brilliant at any kind of racket sport. They're so good. But Coco is powerful. India's powerful. So we just all, and they're very tolerant of me. That's what I'm saying. I'm the weak link. I'm definitely the weak link. I can't grip the racket or the bat because of my fingers and my shoulder hurts and all that. Oh. But they're just so happy to have partners and to have people playing. And I think everyone just has really good fun. It does that. I think that's why paddle is taken off, because you don't have to be amazing. I think with tennis, there's an element of skill involved or power and control. But paddle, you can just have a go. And you've got a partner. Yeah, if you've got a good partner, they cover you quite easily as well.
Okay.
Right. Should we go to our first question? This is from Anonymous, who said, I'm in my 20s and love listening to the show. I was reading an article about whether or not it's acceptable to trump, thank you for changing the word, in the gym. For years, I didn't go to group yoga classes for fear of the word I don't say, in a downward dog, expelling air
farting,
in downward dog.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Whenever I did it at home, I would let rip when I went back to plank. Recently, I've been invited to some Pilates classes by a friend, but this fear still plagues me. What do you do if you feel you have to expel air at the gym? Is there any way to style it out? I can't say the F word. You know that if you listen to Dig It regularly. Have bodily functions ever stopped you from doing something? Any advice appreciated from a gassy wannabe Pilates girly?
I wonder if you could sort of try and get some out before you go into the studio. So if you, before you leave the house, do some cat-cow position.
And some downward dogging.
That's always very good for moving wind. And then you can downward dogging.
Sorry, I did not mean to say that. That sounded so wrong when I said it.
I mean, I know what you mean, but you just said the word dogging, but she won't say fart, ladies and gentlemen, but she'll say dogging. No, but I'm wondering whether you can do a bit of massage before you even go in. I sometimes have to do that when I get a bit trapped wind. And it's like the massage, come on, let's move it along. I wonder if you could do that before you go in.
Yeah.
I mean, people have farted in yoga classes I've been in. No one's farted in the Pilates yet, but just makes everyone giggle, doesn't it? It just makes everybody laugh.
I don't know. Oh, I'd be mortified. Windies. I keep saying about windies. Windies are like the best thing ever. I bulk buy.
Can they stop that though?
No, but it kind of somehow it comes out more subtly, and you take them and it's pretty instant. It just seems to dispel the gas instead of it all storing up and coming out in some massive trumpet.
We definitely need. I feel like our diggers will have stories of unfortunate wind outlet moments when it's happened.
You can say the word, it's fine.
I can say farting. I can say farting. I'd rather say the other word, the T word. I don't want to say the T word. But if anyone's got any stories.
Trumping, which is what I've always called it, by the way. Yeah.
Or what you do, because there is that terrible thing when you've got to. We've had this conversation because Steve, Disco Steve, bought you those pants, didn't he? The pants that hold, kit trap the fart.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'll say it now. The fart pants. Yeah. Very excitedly bought it for me for Christmas.
The really sexy fart pants that keep your farts in when you're in a Pilates class, but you might have to wear baggy leggings rather than tight ones because you might be able to see the pants.
A bit bulky.
I think, oh God, you just got to let it out sometimes, haven't you? And you can't control it.
No.
I think I remember yoga ones when you're in inverted positions, you know, and there's lots of legs opening and legs closing and there's all sorts of, you know, there's loads of fanny fart sounds across the studio.
God.
And it's like mortifying, isn't it, if that happens to you? But It's not happened yet.
I haven't really done very much yoga, so I've never heard anybody doing this at all. And I've done Pilates, and that doesn't seem to have happened. But swimming is pretty good because I say this all the time. It's powers in the water. You can do anything you like, and no one knows. So I do a lot of crying in the water when I go swimming. If I'm feeling a bit emotional, It's a really good place to just like let your tears just flow into the water, and nobody knows. Everyone's oblivious. And the same with letting off gas. It just you can do it to your heart's content, and no one really knows. I don't think, unless the noise is going out over the swimming pool and I'm oblivious.
Does it help sort of power you forward?
Yeah, it propels you forward, yeah. Forward turn and trump. Off you go.
Yeah.
Sarah's been in touch because obviously I have an issue with the F word. And she said, rather than using the F word, I was brought up to say purtle.
Purtle?
Which is a great word.
Purtle. That's a good word. Have you done a little purtle?
I've just purtled. No idea why, but it's so much nicer.
Oh, I like it. It reminds me of the Flumps, Perkin, Posey and Purtle. He was called Poodle, wasn't he, the little one?
Oh, was he? Oh.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous word. Oh, by Jove, have you done a Purtle? That is very good. I like that word. We say pop off. What did you say, pop off?
Popping. I think Steve's family say pop.
Popping.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think we just never ever discussed it or acknowledged it.
No, I guess. Yeah, one of those.
The irony is that when we're with Frances, she does it all the time, really loudly, in public, in cafes, in shops, on buses, everywhere. And because she's quite big, her bottom is quite big. They are explosive and they sound really, really noisy. And she just does it and doesn't. Doesn't acknowledge it at all.
She doesn't care. And does it make you laugh?
It makes everybody laugh. It really does. And she'll do it like when we're having a dinner and everyone just goes, oh, Frances. And she just goes, excuse me.
It's great. I think it does break the ice, doesn't it?
It does. Oh, well, it's funny because my family have never really acknowledged it very much. It's all kind of stiff upper lip and etiquette and being polite, and it's not a nice thing to do. The irony that Frances does it so loudly and so freely is quite funny. It kind of shows our tightness. Yeah, it's like, oh. So yeah, maybe it's made us face up to it.
Okay, so people do share, lovely diggers, if you've got sort of terribly embarrassing farting moments, funny farting moments, words that you use instead in your family, if you've got words for different things that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you have any answers of what to do if you can feel one brewing and you're in the middle of a Pilates class, or couldn't you just excuse yourself and go to the loo? I suppose you don't really know when they're coming sometimes, do you? That's the unfortunate thing.
No, when it happens sometimes and people just go, oh, excuse me. I'm always like, it's fine. Let's just move on. Let's not talk about it. Don't acknowledge it. Okay, let's take a quick break for some ads.
But if you're keen to listen to these episodes early and ad-free, you can subscribe to The Potting Shed.
Yearly subscriptions get a free Digit tote bag and Fothergill's Sow and Tell Seeds.
Just click the link to subscribe in the show notes. Right. Time for a break.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, it's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Our next question is from Hannah. I was in the gym changing rooms the other day and overheard two quite glamorous midlife ladies. Was it me and Joe? discussing birthday plans. I don't think we'd be described like that. I was expecting them to be going for sophisticated cocktails or something like that. But instead, they decided to go trampolining together. I like these women, whoever they
yes.
are. I absolutely love this, as it was so unexpected. My birthday's coming up next month and I'm tempted to try something a bit different myself. Yeah. Do you have any ideas? Have you ever done anything a bit wacky on your birthdays? I tend to get a bit down around my birthday, so thought maybe something silly could cheer me up.
Oh,
thanks.
Sorry, Hannah.
Love the pod. And that's from Hannah. Well, Hannah, firstly, happy birthday to you. Birthdays can be like that, can't they? It's, you know, it can
be a lot of pressure, isn't there?
A lot of pressure. And sometimes it's best to spend it doing what you like. I had a hoedown once for my birthday. That was a right laugh. We had a barn dance. And everyone wore cowboy hats and we did the do-si-do and that was really, really fun. I don't know. Are you into trampolining, by the way, Joe? Are you any good?
We used to have a trampoline. We've got rid of it, God, maybe 5-6 years ago when the kids just lost interest. I obviously had a barn dance last year, which was an amazing fun. So I really loved doing that. I was at my best friend Amy's birthday party at the weekend, and someone had bought her for her birthday present an aerial trapeze lesson. And so I'm going to do it with, as long as she lets me.
Yes.
I'm going to do it with her. But that's a really good thing to do. It's just something completely out of the blue. So trampolining would fall into that category, but also having a go at being a trapeze artist for a day on your birthday. Hannah, just an idea.
So you and Amy are going to be like in leotards,
yeah.
swinging.
She from better catch
the ropes
me.
And then are you the catcher or the swinger? This is amazing. I guess are you all right with heights?
No, I'm not good with heights, but I think with that, that's why I would do it, because you'd have a harness on. I'm completely hijacking her birthday present here, but you'd have a harness on and there's like a net below you. So I think I'd feel relatively safe. So I could do that. I can't,
wow.
I can't do heights at all. But I've always been obsessed with trapeze artists. When you go to the circus, it's the one thing that I just am spellbound by and I really want to watch.
They are just stunning, aren't they?
That lovely feeling of swooping would be great.
My only feeling with that now is, I mean, even if I go on a swing or I go on a fairground ride, it's like I feel like my belly is behind me. I mean, it literally physically is anyway, always slightly behind me as I go forward. It's like, what? There it goes. But that feeling of like, even when I'm on a swing now, I used to love swinging really high. My belly's always a little bit behind me. You're going to have to be so brave. I can't wait for, can we have a video when you and Amy go and do this, please?
Oh, if we do it. Yeah, when we do it.
You've got to do it now. You've said.
Now I've got to. Damn it.
Yeah, Hannah, think about the things you love. What do you love doing, Hannah?
Escape rooms. How about, the kids will just be howling if they hear this. But every year when it's their birthdays, I'm always like, we could always do an escape room. They're like, Mom, we've done so many escape rooms. No, but I'd like to do an adult escape room or Crystal Maze, anything that is like those TV programs that you obsess and what games.
You love your games, don't you?
I do love my games.
I'd be hopeless at that.
It's
although we
fun.
Are going to go and do the traitors. As a family, we're going to go. I mean, this would be brilliant. Probably the end of our family. As a family, the balls, we're going to go and do a traitors.
Oh, are you?
I think it is sort of like an immersive game. Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to that. So you'd like to do an escape room. That's my idea of hell, being trapped in an escape room.
Squid Game, I'd do that.
Squid Game.
Yeah.
Can you do an immersive Squid Game? I don't know. It gives me anxiety. The idea of that, Squid Game, when I think of Squid Game and that's, you know, where they're all they're tied ankles together and there's
five of
them and you've got to be the one to stack the cards and they're sweating. So stressful. Do you know what I really fancy doing? Watercolour painting. I was thinking that the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's all the influence of thinking about David Hockney and King. Oh, do you know what? Maybe I'll get some watercolours and a couple of pads and just sit outside one day and do some painting. Anyway, suggestions for good birthday ideas, a little bit away from the norm, perhaps, for Hannah.
We had a Bob Ross party. So we had Bob Ross on the TV and we all had canvases and we had paints and we followed along and did what he was telling us to do. And at the end, we not that it was a competition, but we had a little competition to see who did the best painting. But there's another idea, Hannah. That was a lot of fun. Get That's some drink in, do brilliant. Some wild painting, and Bob will lead the way.
Get everyone a Bob Ross hair, wig. Bob yes. Ross wig. And it's really lovely doing that. We went on a holiday once to Spain and it rained every day and we had really small kids and we were running out of we had a flamenco lesson. We had a little band come in. We were just like anything to entertain everyone. And we did that one day. We all painted and we all did a still life bowl of fruit, I think. And the pictures were amazing because it just, you know, everyone is so different and it didn't matter if people were really skilled or not skilled. I really loved something like that. Creating something, that's good.
Oh, this is a good subject. Thanks, Hannah.
It is, isn't it?
We have a surprise now. So this has been launched on us. The team have asked a dream analyst to interpret the dreams that we were talking about last week. So we were saying about different things we dream about and they were quite different, I think, the themes. So here is dream psychologist Ian Wallace analysing us.
Hi, Zoe and Joe. Thanks for sharing your dreams. We will explore your dream first, Zoe.
Dear.
But before we do, we always have to remember the dream doesn't happen to you. You happen to the dream. And you create everything you experience in the dream.
Okay.
So when you're at that window, Zoe, bashing away, trying to get someone's attention, the person whose attention you're really trying to get is your own attention.
Ooh.
There's something that you really want to attend to within yourself. It may be some need that you have, some need you have to articulate. And it suggests that you're often spending all your time running around after the needs of other people rather than looking after your own needs.
Right.
And a window is how we see things. It's our perspective on the world. But it's also proven to be a bit of a barrier for you as well. Zoe.
Okay, that makes
sense. So rather than trying to attract someone's attention, then just think about what you would like to attend to in yourself, what needs you have that you maybe find a bit challenging to articulate to people and let them help you. The children part of the dream, Zoe, we'll come back to that when we chat about Joe's dream as well. In your dream, Joe, the crashing airplane or the airplane that's almost crashing, it's the 16th most common dream. Lots and lots of people have this dream. And what an airplane symbolizes, it's a vehicle of the sky. The sky represents thoughts and ideas. So it's about some project or plan or idea that you're trying to get off the ground. You're trying to influence it, to steer it to a successful outcome and land it successfully.
That's your cookbook.
And the fact that it's always just above the ground and never crashing suggests that you always get to where you need to get to. But sometimes you feel a bit challenged about it. And it's really just about your confidence. So the more confident you are that you will always get to outcomes, which you do, means that you feel like a whole burden has been lifted. It's not a situation of such high gravity that's pulling you down all the time. So you just need to be confident that you will always get to the outcomes you need. And in both your dreams, you spoke about children in jeopardy. It's the 17th most common dream. And what children symbolize are labors of love and often precious creative gifts that you're maybe neglecting a little bit, talents that you have, things that you would like to express and embody. And this dream is all about looking after those talents and skills that you have, those precious creative gifts that you both have, and making sure that you nurture them and develop them because they are labours of love, like children, and they may take a while to develop into full maturity.
Oh, what a lovely voice.
Ian, that's amazing. So that's your cookbook, Joe, and your new trapeze career.
That's right. That's it. Yeah. Got to get those off the ground. Be more confident that I can do them.
Ian Wallace, how wonderful. Thank you. And thank you to the Dig It team for that. How fascinating. So you have had the 16th and 17th,
17th 15th, most common.
Most pop common dream. Interesting him saying about your confidence there, though, because you always, I mean, always amazes me because you're so brilliant at everything you do. And you are always, you know, I sometimes I'm like, you should be more confident in yourself. And, you know, it's so easy for all of us to say, isn't it, to someone else? But you do worry.
I so thought it was about my children, though, because I'm always trying to protect the children in my dream. It's always that I'm flying a plane and I'm trying to, we're literally skimming over the top of buildings and I'm trying to protect them and stop it from crashing and from, to just keep them safe. So it's interesting that it's not about them at all, really.
There we go.
Very weird. And yours is about... the bashing at the window. What did he say now? It was about...
not meeting my own needs.
That's right,
I need to meet my own needs. And I won't tell you what I was thinking about when I was listening to that, thinking, oh, yeah, maybe I should... where my mind goes sometimes when I hear things, it's just seriously...
And could you relate to that?
Yeah, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. I definitely can. Sometimes
wanting
you're...
to be heard.
It's just you're the last person you sort of look after, aren't you? Sometimes you're always sort of looking after. Although having said which, I haven't had a lot of people to look after recently. Everybody's, you know, been doing their own things. But yeah.
On the subject of leaving behind the bucket list, so this is where you just accept that you've done what you want to do and there will still be some things that you want to do, but don't stress about it. Bessie said, I'm at that stage with books. I'll read what I want, not what I think I should. I'll never read War and Peace and I'm okay with that. Yeah, that was the point. It was don't aspire to things that are impossible. Steve wrote, I realised in my 40s that I was never going to get back my career in music, which I'd put on hold in my 20s to bring up my girls. When my girls found my records and my press cuttings, they were proud of their dad, though, even if he didn't quite make the international pop star he once dreamt of becoming. I actually looked up Steve to see what he'd done and if he was in a band that I knew. And I don't think I'm familiar with his band. But it's just having that peace, isn't it? And just kind of going, it's fine. It's fine. I'm happy with what I'm doing now.
There are cuttings, though. So he must have been in a band that kind of did all right for themselves.
You need to delve deeper.
Steve, tell us more. Charlie said, I'm never going to hike to Everest Base Camp. And that's okay. I know lots of people who've done it, Charlie, and it sounds amazing. But yeah, that's okay. Other people have done it and they could tell you about it, Charlie.
Yeah, don't
need
to.
There's probably other loads of other things that you'd probably like to do, but you don't need to do that. Hannah said, I say chuck it in the fuck it bucket. Oh, that's so satisfying to say. Chuck it in the fuck it bucket. If it's never going to happen at this stage. Yeah, fair enough. Don't need to do that. Don't
Good
need
phrase.
To be worrying about that. Oh, we do love hearing from you, diggers. You always make us smile. It's so good.
Yeah. And Tasha's been in touch with an embarrassing story. Here she goes.
Morning, diggers. I hope you're well. Hi, Joe. Morning, Zoe. Loving your podcast. I've just got a story about my most embarrassing moment as a primary school teacher. I was teaching year two, so they were seven. And we had a lovely tank of chrysalises in the classroom. It was the end of the day. And when you're teaching small children, you just talk all day. And I do get my words a little bit muddled up. And this is what happened. There were a few parents in the classroom. There were about 10 children. And one of the children said, oh, yes, Mrs. What are they called again? The things in the tank. And instead of saying chrysalis, I said clitoris by accident, obviously. When I said this, one of the mothers spat her coffee across the classroom. I said, no, children, not clitoris. I wrote that on the board, put a big cross through it, and then wrote chrysalis and asked the class to repeat the word chrysalis quite a few times before we all got it right. So there we go. Words can get muddled up. And that was my big cock up.
So brilliant. Cock up, right. Oh God, Tasha.
Oh, amazing.
Cock up with the clitoris. Oh, that's so good.
Oh,
clitoris.
Dear.
No, I said chrysalis. That's so good.
Oh,
I
God.
Love the way kids repeat when you say things. It's like you can say so many things. And I remember in the car driving saying wanker to someone, and Woody just in his little car seat went, wanker. I said, no, mummy said monkey. And he said, no, mummy said wanker, 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 wanker. And it was just so adorable. They just know, don't they?
You
can just imagine the kind of parrot fashion repetition of clitoris. No, chrysalis, chrysalis. Oh, Tasha, that's gorgeous. I love that story.
Any more embarrassing stories, please let us have those. Just go to the show notes. It will tell you how to do that. In the meantime, the rant hotline has been ringing off the hook, and here is this week's offering.
Hi, lovelies. Loving the podcast, which I look forward to each week. I also want to rant about people who walk past items put on the stairs, clearly for upstairs, such as toothpaste and other toiletries that you've just bought. Surely you can see it's heading upstairs, so why walk past it? Or even worse, literally climb over it to get upstairs.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you for letting me get this stuff off my chest. Love, Sarah in Headset.
I particularly enjoy when I put a pile of toilet rolls on the stairs and I literally make them into a pyramid so that it's so freaking obvious that you have to climb over it and they're supposed to be going upstairs to the other toilet. And they will like mountaineer, like scale over the top of the toilet rolls and just, oh yeah, I've navigated those, missed those. Off I go to the toilet. And then they'll shout down, "Mom, there's no toilet roll down up here. Can you throw one up?" Like, no, you've literally just stepped over it like a coconut shy.
Oh, yes, yeah. It is. It is that thing, isn't it? That yeah. thing of just take it with you.
Open your eyes. Yeah.
And if you want to get it off your chest, go to the show notes and you'll find the rant hotline number. Oh, brilliant. Enjoy the rest of your week, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. We're going to speak to everybody on Wednesday. So we'll see you all then, diggers. Take care. Bye, Zoe.
Have a good week. Bye.
Dig It is a Persephonica production.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.